I don't have to show you any stinking brushes.
Bushy, bushy, bushy.
I feel like I can't talk right.
Filthy.
I talk over myself.
Filthy.
I love it, buku, 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 buku.
This is the Cold Feet Podcast. If you haven't heard, well, you're listening now. I'm Zach.
I'm Trina.
And how are things going in your world, Trina?
They're going. Things are moving.
I know about our world, but how about your world?
Okay. Just getting ready for this move we're about to make.
Oh my God, if people have to hear about our move one more time. Right? I feel so bad for people. Listeners of the podcast, we're moving to Michigan, Grand Rapids. This Friday is coming up quick.
Yeah.
But I feel like we've talked to so many people about it. Like, if there's like a person in the same room, like say I just talked to someone like my aunt about moving to Michigan, and then someone else comes up and asks me the same questions, and I have to like answer the same. It's just like, I feel bad for
like everybody else that just heard you say that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like, was that scripted?
I know. Like, you have, like, the same response to something. Like, when people ask me about my tattoos.
Oh, is that a big one?
Yeah.
I'm going to fix your mic while you're talking. What's the tattoo thing? Like, why? Oh, where do you get it done?
Yeah.
Yeah, mostly.
I'm sorry. I don't want to talk with your hands all in my face.
Oh, okay. I was just helping you.
No, it's cool.
Yeah. But, you get, like, what style is that?
Sometimes, yeah. Mostly, like, where'd you get them done?
It's
and I have like the same answer every time people ask.
Let me guess. It's 95% dudes.
No, there's probably more dudes than ladies.
Right.
yeah.
But so annoying.
They always be asking.
Has it ever come up on the podcast where like we'll be out somewhere and some dude will walk up and like talk to you about your tats?
Like right in front of you.
Yeah. I'm just
so
like
so uncomfortable.
Like, what are you doing?
Like, you don't care that much about my tattoos, right?
Yeah. No way. Or just, they don't even acknowledge me. They're just like, so what's up with your tattoos? Yeah.
You're invisible.
Yeah.
Not to me, though.
Oh, thanks. Have I ever been a dick about it? Have I ever been like...
I don't think so. Nothing that I can recall, so I would assume that...
Yeah. But I've definitely said some shit.
Yeah. Maybe afterwards, to me, like, that dude was... But, like, you never said anything to the dude. The only thing I can... Like, the only, like, instance I can ever remember is when we were, where were we? We were at Okeechobee, and someone came up, this dude came up talking about my pants.
And sat down next to you while we were sitting down on a blanket?
Yeah, just came and plopped right down next to me, and then you tried to say something about his shoes, because you guys were
wearing the same shoes.
Yeah, because this guy came up talking about, oh, I love your pants, I have the same pair. And then, weird, right?
Yeah.
And then they had, Zach and this dude had the same shoes on. So Zach was like, hey, I really like your shoes.
And just like looked over at Trina and like smiled, like winked
like
at her.
Complete.
And he was like, oh yeah, thanks. And then like he goes back to talking to Trina and Trina are just like laughing.
Yeah.
Because this dude like just.
Just completely doesn't unaware.
Get it. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh man.
Dudes are like that.
They be creeping.
Creeping ass.
How's your life going? What's going on?
It's going well.
With you?
I'm doing better than you. You get emotional every day.
I know. I cry every single day.
Man.
I just like it's mostly in my car.
Really?
Yeah. I think it's because I'm alone. So I just start thinking about stuff and I just fucking waterworks.
I only ever really cry about something once.
Oh.
Is that weird?
I don't know.
Like, I'll have, like, it'll just build up and then it'll
let
it out.
And
then it's like,
at once, and then you're like, good.
Yeah. So if I go to, like, get upset about it again, I was like, why am I getting upset again about this? You know what I mean?
Well, you're a dude, so it's different, I guess.
Yeah.
Whatever.
I mean, being a dude doesn't have anything to do with it.
I don't know.
I feel like I'm pretty sensitive for a dude.
I think so.
Yeah. Thanks.
In what
ways?
That's not a bad thing. You're not, like, sensitive, but you, I feel like you're more sensitive to, like, other people, too.
Explain.
I know, right? That doesn't make any sense. I feel like you're, like,
You're trying not to hurt my feelings right now?
No.
Because I'm sensitive?
No, you're not sensitive. But you're, like, aware of other people's feelings and sensitive to, like, what they think, too.
Hmm.
As opposed to just being, like, it's only about me. I'm trying to, like, give you a compliment.
Aw, thanks, B. I mean, I try to be.
Yeah.
Sometimes I feel like I'm too aware. Maybe. Not too aware, because you can never be too aware.
Can you?
Well, you can be overanalyze the situation and just be stuck in paralysis.
And that's not being too aware.
No, because you're not aware that you're stuck in paralysis. Or you are aware, and then it further paralyzes you.
Mm.
That sounds dark. Scary.
Like a nightmare?
Yeah.
Ooh. You ever had a nightmare like that where you're stuck? You're trying mm-hmm. to move?
Yeah.
I hate that. It's scary. It is really scary.
Yeah. Those are the worst.
Yeah. I've had one before where I, like, woke up, like, trying to scream. Like, I couldn't, like, I was trying to scream in my dream. I couldn't scream. And, like, I woke myself up because I was, like, screaming and not, like, actually.
You woke,
like,
up screaming?
I wasn't, like, screaming, but I was, like, trying to get, like, words out. And I woke up because I was trying to talk or something. I don't know. It was crazy.
What war did you fight in?
No. Do you want to know
screaming
what it was?
Screaming for your comrades?
No. It's crazy dream. I remember. I will never forget. I was, like, at a gas station in the car waiting. And, like, my stepmom was in the gas station. And I was in the car. And, like, gunshots went off. So I was, like, trying to scream for help.
Were you in the passenger side?
I was in the back seat.
Oh.
Yeah. And I was, like, trying to scream for help. But nothing was coming out. And then I, like, woke up because I was, like.
Has that ever happened to you? No. Have you been around some gunfire?
No.
Oh, okay.
Just in that dream. Wow. It was fucking scary.
That sounds way too real. Something had to have happened.
I know, right? It felt real.
You just don't
real.
Remember.
Nah, I don't know.
Oh my god.
It's crazy, right? I don't know, dreams are weird.
Luckily, I've never had a gun go off around me when I was little. Because I think I would have flashbacks
not that I know of.
Yeah, not that you know of.
Nah, I just have that dream. I've always been around guns in, like, a safe environment.
Safety with guns. This is a amendment to message.
Yeah.
Wait, is that the First Amendment? Yeah, no, the First Amendment's the right of speech. Second is guns.
Mm-hmm.
God, we know our amendments here on Cold Feet. So, speaking of knowing things, you had a question because you think I might know the answer or have an answer. You've been building it up for like 2 days now.
It's not like a question. It's
It's not a factual question. It's just
no. It's I get something. To know you. It's something I want to see if you would want to be that you'd want to do with me to better our lives.
Okay.
So I have this thought that when we move, so we're
this is how you have to frame it. This is how a salesperson frames it. Do you want to better your life or not?
Okay. Well, I'm not trying to do that. Okay. So here we go. Anyways, so when we move, we have a 3-month sublease.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm thinking in this 3 months, we should just try not to watch TV. Like, we shouldn't plug in our TVs, not hang them up, don't do anything. Just say, fuck the TV and try to be productive.
Yeah, but how will we watch Desperate Housewives?
We won't.
But
it's fine.
That can't do. Are you serious? For 3 months?
Three months. No TV. Come on.
But we have our phones.
Yeah. So I was like,
I can watch shit on my phone,
I guess. You know what's crazy though? So like, what, like, hours of TV like peaked in like 2009 2010.
Oh my god, you looked up stats.
I did. And people were watching like almost 9 hours of TV a day. It was, yeah, that's crazy, right? So now, like, the amount of TV that's being watched is starting to decrease.
Mm-hmm.
But it's only decreasing because people are going to smaller phones, screens, tablets. So it's still bad. It's still like 7 hours and 55 minutes a day of TV.
Shit.
Yeah. So it's decreasing, but we're still not being productive.
That's 8 hours a day
of TV.
Of television. That's just you absorbing shit. Yeah, not putting anything out.
So like,
not learning about yourself at all. Yeah.
Like, how much of TV is actually good, because there's advertising and TV, there's marketing and TV. All you see on TV is like good looking people and like.
I'm addicted. Before we did this podcast, I was like, can we just watch one episode?
That's what I'm saying. Of Desperate Housewives. I'm 3 months in this new place. Say scratch the TV. Whenever we have to find somewhere else to go, we can decide, like, come on, Zach, we had four TVs. We were packing and we were like taking stuff down and we had four TVs. Like, that's so excessive.
Yeah, it's
who
stupid.
Has four TVs for two people?
Yeah.
Two people. We got rid of two of them, so we only have two now, but still, like, we can't have, we spend a lot of time doing nothing.
Yeah, true. True.
So I was just curious to see if you would want to scratch TV with
the
me.
Place we're going doesn't look like he has a TV anymore.
That's what I'm saying.
So, and he looks pretty productive.
Yeah. So we need to keep that.
Yeah. God damn it.
It's only 3 months.
It is. It's not that long. I can just listen to my podcast. You know.
We can do so many other things.
Right. Like talk to each other. Yeah.
This is the only time we talk, you guys.
I know. That's why we have to do this podcast. We're doing this podcast before noon on a Monday.
Yeah, that's pretty
good. We're doing
good,
all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we didn't want to do it last night.
Well, we kind of have roommates right now, so we didn't want to, like, do this, be in their space, or, you know.
Trucifer. So no TV for 3 months.
Yeah, that's what I'm thinking.
Okay.
You think you could do it?
Yeah.
Okay.
There's TVs out other places. I can go to a bar. But that forces you to be active. Or not active, social. Socially active.
Yeah, that's what... So, like, when I was looking up stuff that's bad about, like, TV, like, it causes you to not socially interact. You miss out on social interaction. Yeah. Excuse me. So, instead, like, we're going to be in a new city. We can go... Try to meet new friends and
watch TV with them.
Yeah.
Watch their TVs. Nah.
So.
I mean, that's what best friends do with each other. They just chill and watch TV.
Watch TV and tag each other in memes.
Yeah. Make up secret languages. Duh. You didn't do that?
No.
Weird.
I never did that.
I always saw that on like TV shows. I never did.
One of my friends and I used to speak gibberish to each other.
That's weird.
Have you ever like heard gibberish before?
I mean, everyone has different gibberish.
We had like.
Did you speak pig Latin?
No. It was not pig. It was not pig Latin.
I always thought
I could
was
do
pick,
it right now. Tell me a sentence Latin. To say.
And hey, I'll man, go over there and do this. Why can't you say it?
Hit a game and again. Gonna go, or to go, for to go, the to gear, and again, to go, to the digas.
Oh, wow.
That's gibberish. Hit a gaze, hit a gack.
Hey, Zach.
What a guts, or to gup.
What's good?
What's close up? Enough. What's up? Hit a gal, what a guz, yet a go, or did a gay.
I don't like this.
What a gut, did a good, yet a goo, yet a guess.
You know what my brain does whenever people talk? It says, I see the word. I'm spelling out the words as they're talking. It's weird.
So you look at lips when you
kind of
hear people talk.
Yeah, or whenever I talk, I see the word in my brain before I say it.
You just what color is the word?
No, I just kind of like spell. If it's like a big word, like I'll try to spell it before. It's so weird, and sometimes it trips me out.
Weird.
And I'm just kind of thinking about it because I'm a little stony, but whenever you're speaking in that language, I'm trying to like I don't know what you're saying because I'm caught up, but like how you're. Putting letters and sounds
extra
in it.
Sounds
yeah
because
I'm trying to spell it out as you're talking and there's like G's and
yeah it's like a utagus or I don't even know how to describe it but me and my friend Brandy used to be able to like talk
Brandy
yeah her name is Brandy
that's a Brandy
like we would be able to like in have full blown conversations in gibberish
the finest in the sea
I don't know that song.
It's an old, beautiful song.
Maybe she was named after it.
I said Brandy. That'll be the closing song. Fuck yeah, we found it. I love when we find it in the podcast.
Yeah.
It comes all the time. Oh, doesn't anymore because I don't work there anymore. But it came on all the time at work.
Zach is unemployed now.
I am unemployed again.
Yay.
What's up? To the chagrin of my... I was about to say boyfriend.
What?
But you're a girl?
Is there something you need to tell me?
Because I said chagrin, I was going to say sh-boyfriend. But it's... Never mind. Anyways, I don't have a job anymore. And it feels great.
Wah, 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 wah.
Are you nervous?
Yeah. To be unemployed?
Yeah. It's going to be so fun.
These are the times of our lives.
What the heck am I going to do?
You'll be fine. I'm not worried about you. You're a cute little brown girl with tats. You'll find work in the restaurant industry up there. No problem.
I think I will too.
Me, on the other hand, I'm just a dumb from Florida who says y'all too much.
Whatever. I say y'all too much.
Who barely got a college degree.
At least you have one.
Doesn't really matter. It's just paper. But anyways, yeah, it's going to be a little difficult. But I could find something if I need it.
I think you can too.
You know what I mean? Work out of Wendy's.
In the back of a Wendy's.
I'll do whatever I have to do. You know?
Really?
Yep.
Is there any job that you will, like, say no to? Cool.
No. I mean, if it was offered to me and I didn't have a job, then I would do it. Unless it's, like, literally you have to finger shit out of old people's buttholes. Ooh. I wouldn't do that job.
So you're not going to work with old people.
Unless it paid really well.
What's really well? What? How much would Zach...
What would you do it for?
Like $40 an hour.
An hour? Yeah. I thought you were about to say 40 grand. I mean, $40 an hour, I mean, I don't know what that equals to in yearly salary.
I don't know, but I mean, I would wipe an old person's butt for 40 bucks an hour.
I mean, I would do it if it was family.
For free?
For free. But I would be looking at them like, you motherfucker. Why'd you get old on me? Grandma. Damn, do you think about that?
What? Your family getting old?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm thinking about that. Like, my grandma's kind of going quick. I love her, but she's slipping.
Don't say that.
She's slipping, though.
I know.
Don't get you slipping, though.
She didn't remember my name.
She didn't remember Sarah's boyfriend's name?
She asked me what it was.
And then she didn't remember it later.
Like, low-key on the side, she was like, I don't know. What's his name?
No.
Yeah.
Hey, sometimes you gotta stop adding shit in there. You know what I mean?
What do you mean?
You get old enough, you're like, I've already added what I need to this brand.
Oh, there's enough people.
Now I'm just gonna coast on what I know.
She could be doing that. I mean, hey.
Yeah, and she's a smoker, though.
I know. So every time she lights one up, Zach, I want to take it out of her mouth and break it. I want to break it in front of her face.
And she's having, like, lung problems and...
My umpa smokes, too.
Man. I know, but my grandma used to be super active. Like, bike, hike,
yeah,
run.
Seems like it. She's so outdoorsy.
Yeah. But, I mean, she can't smoke and do all that.
How old is she?
She's 70.
Let her live her life. She's been on this earth for 70 years.
God damn,
she knows
right?
what she's doing.
She put her time in, right?
Shit. I hope to be 70.
Really? I'd say after 50, I'm like, just... I am
not. I don't like that you say that. I do not like that you say that.
It's so far away. It's 24. It's an entire lifetime again. Right?
How old do people live to be? Like, what is...
How old do people get? What's the world's oldest person ever? Like, what did they live to?
World's oldest person
ever. Do that, because they always have one lady who's living, and then she dies, and they go follow another lady in, like, Nepal or some shit.
I know.
Don't catch you slipping, though.
The
My
greatest,
grandma is tripping,
stop.
Though.
The greatest fully authenticated age to which any human has ever lived. That's a lot of
I know,
words
right?
just to say.
So this is a real fact. Okay, thank you.
Is 122 years in 122 years... 164 days.
Wow.
She was French. She was born February 21st, 1875.
Holy shit.
And lived...
That's that time, though, to where, like, people fake shit all the time. Like, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
There'd be, like, the disappearing girl, but they really had, like, a twin sister. And, you know what I mean? Like, no one knew it. It was, like, those times where they had, like, carnival acts. Like, this is the world's oldest lady. She's 80 years old.
She died at a nursing home in southern France on August 4th, 1997.
Oh.
She was born in...
You died in 97?
She was...
It's like the ugliest year in the world.
Stop. We were alive.
97? No one remembers 97. Nothing memorable happened in 1997. Right?
The oldest woman died.
Yeah. Oh, true. So the worst things happened in 1997.
Pretty much. What happens in 1990?
Nothing. It's going to be like, is that a year?
Princess Diana was killed in a car crash on August 31st.
Who cares?
Oh, my God. 18 things that happened in 1997.
No, let's get out of there. But do you care about that?
What?
Like, princess and, like, the royal wedding and and duchesses and Prince Harry.
Nah.
And William.
Nah.
And Charles.
Nah.
And the Queen.
Nah.
I don't either. I mean, maybe it's because we're not
British.
I was going
to say, might be because we're not, like, it doesn't affect us, really.
Like, but, like, people go crazy over that.
I know.
Even Americans.
I know. I don't understand the Americans that do it. Why? Why is that a thing? Why do you care?
They don't have any power.
Like, what? And it doesn't really, like, affect Americans.
I think they get paid, like, something like $60 million a year to, like, keep the royal thing going. Like, taxpayer money. It might be more than that.
Just to be royal?
Yeah, just to, like,
why is that
for
even
their clothing,
like,
and for them to travel and
so, like, live. This is going to be, like, a dumb question, but I didn't further my education. Right. So, what is, like, the government in?
They have a parliament.
Right. So
they have a constitutional.
Does the king and the queen
parliament?
What are they like to the president?
What?
Like, what are what is king and queen?
They don't have a king. They have a prime minister who's pretty much like the president.
Okay.
I don't know who it is, but that's their system.
I don't know either. It doesn't matter. So what are the king and the queen? Like, what does the royal family do?
I said a constitutional parliament. That's not even a thing.
Is that what you said?
But they have, I know they have a parliament.
Right.
Just do England, do Britain.
Why do we
hierarchy? Because it matters. Just because we don't know about it doesn't mean it doesn't matter.
I know, right?
Ooh, speaking of stuff that matters, Sacha Baron Cohen's new show on HBO, Who Is America?
I heard that was pretty good.
It is insane. I want to find an article. Today, they just put out a new episode, or maybe it was last night, where this is it. Hold on.
You're right, though. It is Parliament.
Right?
And the Prime Minister is the leader.
I mean, I don't know who
but
it
I
want to
know, like, what the King and Queen do.
They don't do anything. They're
they
figureheads.
They really don't do anything?
They don't. They're, like...
Do they have any say in
their
anything?
Their mascots are their idols that people look up to try to, like, be. Like, they're so proper. Like, it's kind of like... It's kind of like the first family to where, like, we elect these people. I mean, they're not elected. They're obviously, like, passed down through generation
right.
of blood and marriage. But they're this, like, thing to strive to be. They are.
God, I would not want to be them.
I mean, yeah, it's probably stressful.
That's what I'm saying.
But, I mean, they're soaking it in. You see that new girl, Meghan Markle?
Yeah, what about her?
Girl?
She's American.
Yeah. But,
we getting in there. That's why they care now.
Yeah. And she's like, you know, like she's got a little
what, she, you
darkness
think she cute?
In her.
She a brown huh? girl? You like them brown girls?
She kind of cute. She kind of cute. Hold on, I'm trying to find this this clip. It's so fucked up. Sacha Baron Cohen got this Georgian, I don't know, like is he a congressman? I don't know. He got him to say, like, to scream the N-word on film and, like, take his pants down. And now I can't find the fucking article. I hate when this happens. You might come back.
It's right here.
I mean.
You can't send it to me, can you?
No.
Hold on. We're going to pause. We're going to come right back. See you later. Okay. We're back. Trina wants me to let you all know that I suck at Googling, which is fine. But we found the clip.
Here I found the clip.
Trina found the clip.
Attention. How do you attract attention?
Ready to start screaming? Take your clothes off?
In America, there is one forbidden word. It is the N-word. Now, I am going to be the terrorist. You have 3 seconds to attract attention. Go!
Nigger! Nigger! Nigger!
What?
Nigger!
Are you crazy? The N-word is noony, not this word. This world is disgusting.
Got it.
What the fudge?
So, Sacha Baron Cohen was playing the part of a like an Israeli soldier trying to teach
right.
some Georgia lawmaker how to get out of like being kidnapped by like Islamic terrorists, and he was like, "You say a word that gets attention," and like you heard him, and then that's the first word he went to after. He's like, "It's an N-word."
Oh my god!
He just started screaming that, and there's another clip that's like too long of a thing to play, where he like, pulls his pants down and screams it, because like one of his diversions, I guess, is a way to get attention during a kidnapping is to take your clothes
yell
off.
That word.
Yeah, but this show is great. Who is America?
Have you seen it?
I saw the first episode, yeah, with Ryan. It's fucking nuts.
Really?
He's just like showing how dumb each side is. Yeah. Yeah. Like the left, the extreme left, and then the extreme right.
Which is. What about the middle?
I mean, no. I mean, we're all pretty dumb, but I feel like most of us are rational people who see the hypocrisy on both sides. Even if you don't, like,
hopefully, right?
100% delve into politics, you can kind of see how crazy it is. But this isn't a political podcast. I don't know what we're doing. You know what we need to do? What we haven't been doing? Panda. We got some.
These ones are real. Yeah, these are authentic.
We got some panda fortunes.
That brings us to making up last week.
You had a good one. Panda fortunes are one and only segment this week.
It's gonna say exactly what I said last week. Right?
All right, you go first. Crack it on. Oh, there we go. It's that ASMR working.
Jesus.
That's what gets me going.
Interesting.
What is it?
A simple lifestyle will guarantee a happy existence.
Simple.
Yeah, so let's get rid of
all your shit.
TVs.
Hell yeah. Hell yeah. Let me read it. Let me read it again.
Why?
So I can soak it in. A simple lifestyle will guarantee a happy existence. Beautiful.
Yeah. What does that mean to you, Zach?
It means exactly what it says. This is my fan of fortune.
Okay, that just hurt everyone's ears.
Oh, man. I got some crumbs on my filter. Anyways, my panda of fortune is you can always trust your friends.
And there you have it. Panda Express.
Cool. You can always trust your friends? Oh, my God.
Wow. No, you can't.
No. You can't always trust anyone.
You can't trust no one.
Not even Trina.
Not even Zach. Malcolm.
Oh, you said my name.
You said mine.
Yeah, I know, but yours is simple. Speaking of names, we talked about getting married the other day. And you said, my name is ugly.
I did not.
And you will not
be taking
it. I said
Trina Malcolm is ugly.
Trina Malcolm is very ugly. I don't know what you would do.
I would keep my last name.
Just Trinaing? Yeah. Trinaing Malcolm?
I would hyphenate it.
Jesus. That's uglier.
I don't care. Man. We could just make a new last name.
It's like you gave my name a vagina. Trinaing Malcolm.
It's like you gave my name a penis.
Yeah.
I don't need it.
Some scruff. All right, what else is next?
So we talked about getting married the other day. Like, what? Why did you...
For tax purposes. It was very unromantic. I'm sorry. But I brought it up. And then you got emotional.
No, I didn't. I'm about to start my period.
You said you weren't about your start.
I'm PMSing. I don't know. I'm in the peak levels right now of, like, all my hormones.
Estrogen?
Yeah. So.
You got that estrogen hit?
Yeah, I cannot stop crying.
I mean, you got some life changes going on.
Yeah, man. It's fine.
Is that the way? I mean, it's not a bad way to deal with things.
What, to cry?
Just don't shut down. You haven't really, like, shut down and, like, not, like, stared at a wall for hours and cried. You just.
Yeah.
Overcome with emotion. There's nothing wrong with that.
Did you do that? Who hurt you?
Do what?
You just sat down, stared at a wall one day, and started crying.
You've never had a bad day where you're just, like, you don't want to get out of bed and you just, there's a wall there and you're just looking at it. Like, that's the only thing that gets me right now.
Depressing.
Yeah. It's called depression. Never had it?
I do not have it medically diagnosed.
I don't think I never got medically diagnosed.
I have WebMD
myself. I don't think I've ever had real depression, like, so, to where my brain had a chemical deficiency. But everyone gets depressed.
Right.
Yeah. Even if I've had a chemically induced, you know, like,
dry spell with depression. I read you always talk about this chemical imbalance thing, and I feel like I've read that that's not, like, a real thing.
What are you talking about?
Like,
no, it is. It's just science. I'm not saying I've had it, but, like, there's people with broken brains, Trina.
So,
like, they don't get,
not,
like, a certain dose, or they get too much dopamine or too little, and they need something to balance their serotonin and dopamine levels. I mean, it's all been carefully measured.
Right.
There's peer-reviewed papers.
Yeah, because we always just trust the scientist.
Yeah.
They're always right.
They know more than us. Are you about to tell me, like, Earth is flat right now?
Absolutely not.
Because we always trust the scientists.
Anyways. So, what'd you think?
About what?
I don't know. Life.
Do we need to stop the podcast?
No, we don't have to stop. I was just saying, like, I feel like I've heard somewhere that, like, that chemical imbalance thing is kind of, like, bullshit.
When you simplify it down to chemical imbalance, yeah. But, like, what do you mean? Like, you're just saying chemical imbalance out of nowhere. In reference to what? Like, people being depressed, or people, like, being crazy, like, or people being
having neurotic? Depression has nothing to do with having some kind of chemical imbalance. Yes, people can have chemical imbalances, but that's not why you're depressed. That's what I feel like I've read that. I don't know if that's true. That's all I'm saying. Oh. You're just coming at me with all these, like, big words and stuff, like, trying to be higher. I don't know. So.
What?
You're doing your fucking bullshit filler words.
You're getting angry right now.
I'm not.
Are you hangry?
No.
Are you hungry?
No, I'm not. Mm. I was just saying that, like, I have feel like I've read that somewhere. So, yeah. And okay. Then you're trying to coming at me, like, trying to be smarter than me.
Okay. You know you started it, right?
Okay.
Like, I feel like I read somewhere that what you're saying
is
bullshit.
I know I did start it.
It's bullshit. But we can move past it.
I'm already past it. I don't even care.
I'll just come next week with some facts.
I'm not trying to talk about depression, so.
Really? Is it striking a chord?
Yeah, probably.
Why?
No, I'm just kidding.
Hmm. Have you known anyone with depression that's done something to themselves?
Not that I,
like,
can
hurt
think
themselves.
Of. I do know, like, people do hurt themselves.
Yeah. What show are we watching?
Sharp Objects.
Sharp Objects on HBO.
Yeah, she hurts herself.
She, like, sticks a needle into her fingernails. And then, like, she'll drive with, like, a needle poked into, like, the seat of her car and, like, rub her hand along, you know?
Yeah, or we can just talk about the fact that she has scars all over her entire body.
Of words written into
her. Yeah, that she just...
We thought they were, like, white tattoos at first.
Okay, you thought they were white tattoos at first?
Y'all did, too.
I did not. I knew exactly what that was.
Really?
Yes.
She carves, like, words into her, like, trust and sacred.
Sacred? And loser?
Loser.
I'm pretty sure she doesn't have trust on her. They're all dark, very depressing words.
And spirits. I don't know, man.
That show's weird. If you guys haven't checked it out, you should. Yeah. Sharp Objects, HBO.
Oh, we need to watch a couple episodes before we leave because we won't have TV. So we need to watch. We need to get caught up.
That's what I'm saying. Scratch the TV. We're talking about TV.
One day a week, though.
Nah.
One day a week.
Nah. I'm done with TV.
You're not done.
I'm done with TV.
Just like you've been done with sweets before. Just like you've been done with drinking. Just like you've been done with me before.
I've never been done with you.
Aww. I can't quit you. What else is there? It's Friday. We're moving Friday. Today's Monday. It's 4 days away.
Yeah.
We gotta get our shit together.
I know. We have nothing prepared.
I think we're doing this podcast trying to distract ourselves a little bit.
Is that a bad thing, though?
We've gotta go to the U-Haul. get rid of shit.
I don't even know how to get rid of shit. How do you just fucking... I don't want to, like...
What?
Not, I don't want to just, like, sell shit. I just want it to be gone. I just want somebody to come take it. Like, get this shit out of here. Yeah.
But that's, that'd be selling.
I don't want to do it, though. I don't want to be the one to, like, you
broker
do it.
Broker the deal.
You do it. You post it.
It's easier for women to sell stuff.
That's so annoying. Why? Why is it easier for women to sell stuff?
Because people aren't threatened by women as much as men, especially on, like, Craigslist or OfferUp.
You know what?
Or...
Men stop being so damn creepy.
Yeah, well, I can't change everyone's opinions in 4 days to sell this shit. So, right now, you're going to have to do it.
I have to work all week. You're the one that took this last week off, so I'm putting it on you, homie.
Yeah, that's fine. I think I mainly wanted it just to have to myself, and, you know, you have today off, so it's like, it's whatever. What? But, we're going to call your mom, since we don't have a Vicky's Corner this week. Should we?
I mean, you already said it.
Oh. Let's go into, I send myself articles at work. Let's go.
I thought
you
were going to call her.
No, I will, but let's go into some articles and then we'll call her. 4-day work week is a success in New Zealand.
Probably is. I feel like everything they do in other countries makes more sense than things that we do in America.
Right? But basically, I read this article. It's on CNBC. I guess we'll repost it, put it in the... we haven't done some stuff. What is our link on our website on the Cold Feet Podcast? Extra stuff, links, featured. Do we have like a shit tab? No, we don't have that. Anyways, 4-day work week is a success. New Zealand experiment finds. Basically, like they did a 240 employee like study, and they found out that like. Employees, when they knew they only had 4 days to work, they would be more
productive.
You know, they wouldn't sit all day because most jobs can be done in like 4 hours out of the day.
Right.
At work.
You
know what I mean?
Use your time wisely.
Yeah. If you just came in and just knocked out what you're supposed to. But people take breaks. People are on the internet at work.
Watching TV.
You know, texting their spouse. But when you only have 4 days and you have, you know, 3 other days to do what you want, your work-life balance is a little more balanced.
Yeah, you're probably happier overall too. Have some more time to do things for yourself.
Yeah.
Find yourself, figure out what you want to do with your life instead of just working for the man.
Yeah, and then, you know, employees are grateful. This is what the study is showing.
Mm-hmm.
So they say, like, what can I do to give back? Like, they've given me 3 days. Everyone else has 5 days. I got to work. So, I mean, it's just a thing to think about. If you're an employer listening to this podcast, you have your own business, just know that, like, it works. And if you have a business in New Zealand, maybe try to help.
To all our New Zealand listeners.
All New Zealanders.
That one's for you.
All of our Kiwis. Beautiful, Trina.
I know,
beautiful.
Right?
What do you? What else do you have? Do you have anything to contribute to the podcast? Oh, yeah, we got to call your mom. Do you think she'll answer?
I don't know. Probably.
Bam.
She probably.
Bam.
I feel like she will, but because I said she will, she probably won't.
Ooh. Why would you do that?
I don't know.
What do I have her in my phone as? Mama Neil. Man, my phone.
Sucks,
dude. All right, here we go. Sound okay?
Mm-hmm.
Hello?
Hey, what's up?
Nothing, just getting ready to walk out the door.
Oh.
True.
What's wrong?
We're doing the podcast right now. We had a clip from you.
Yeah, it's live.
You're live.
Oh, really?
Yes,
ma'am. Well, I'm on my way to clean a nasty house. How about that?
Whose house? Can you say their names?
I can't.
No.
No?
Never can tell.
Is it a move out?
No, it's a regular person, but they're kind of dirty.
Oh, I don't know.
What? How are they dirty?
But the good thing with
Can
that
she hear me?
Is dirty people allow me to have a job and a business.
Mm.
You know?
True.
So, are you guys excited about this weekend?
We are. Trina won't stop crying.
Oh, I know. I've been trying to hold it together and not be upset, and just be strong and just be like, I don't want to do a goodbye, because it's painful, I think.
You just want us to leave? No goodbye?
Well, kind of, sort of, but not really, because it just gets so awkward and weird, you know? Don't hugging me. Bye, and then being upset, and then it just feels like bye. Like, I'm not going to see you for a long time, and I don't want to think about that.
Yeah.
Me either.
Well, you should. Those are real feelings. Here we go.
Yeah. I know, and I will. I'm just saying it's not my favorite thing to do.
Yeah. Do you have anything to say, Trina?
No. We don't. No.
My little peanut is going to be gone.
Aw, little peanut. Are you going to cry right now?
Know? No, I'm not just gonna cry.
It's my peanut, you know? She's always been here.
Oh, my gosh.
What?
Nothing.
Does that upset you?
No, I'm not upset.
You know, well, you know what? Here's the good thing is, a lot of people take for granted that you live in the same area and you don't take time out to see each other. So, when you move away, it's almost like you try harder to stay in contact or talk more, because you appreciate it more. Because you can't just hop in the car and come see your mom. Or me hop in the car and just come see you guys.
Yeah.
Because that's gone, you know?
Yeah, I feel like I've seen a lot more people now that I'm leaving. You know what I mean?
Right, and there's always FaceTime, so thank God for technology.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, it's how my mom and I have a relationship now. Because in the past, there just really wasn't one. No. But because of FaceTime, I can bring her over to the house without her leaving her house. And I think that's awesome.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. It'll be fine. We'll be good.
So.
Yeah.
I mean, the exciting part is the new place that you guys are moving to. And this is a new chapter in life. And y'all should do this at this age.
Yeah. It's good to have support. I said it's good to have support.
Oh, yeah, you know. I mean, I support both of you guys and both of your decisions. You're good people, and you're smart, and you make good decisions.
You think I'm smart?
Yes. I do. You know, I think y'all make a good team together.
Even though we fight a little?
Well, that's normal. If you didn't fight, then you wouldn't have makeup.
Oh.
Makeup whoopee.
Oh, my God.
I mean, sometimes you gotta have a little fight so you can have some makeup whoopee.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, you know.
She said whoopee.
Well, you know it's me you're talking to, so anything could come out of my mouth.
All right. Well, thank you. That'll be Vicky's Corner this week. We got to do this every week.
I know, right?
Just call in.
I almost sound better live than when I'm trying to put something together.
Yeah. It's just more you. All right, well, we will talk to you later. We'll definitely see you later. All right, thank you.
Love you guys.
Bye. Right, I love you.
Bye. Aw. You didn't like that at first, did you? I can tell you were very uncomfortable. Whoa.
Hey. Hey. Quit.
Got the dogs here.
Come here.
I'm going to pause it.
No.
Let's let it go.
They're fine.
But yeah, that was a touching moment. I could tell you were very uncomfortable.
Yeah, a little bit. That was weird.
You're moving around a lot.
It wasn't weird.
You didn't want to speak. Just like...
It's fine. You're just taking me out of my comfort zone.
I love it.
Great.
Why? What's wrong?
Nothing's wrong.
Do that to me. I want you to do that to me too. Throw some curveballs at me. Make me feel uncomfortable.
Okay. All right.
Me continue.
Call your mom?
Nah, I'll be fine.
It's a lot of silence right now. Just trying to fill it.
Why does your mom make you so anxious?
She doesn't.
I just, like, I don't know.
You feeling those emotions that you've been feeling the past week?
Yeah.
Yeah. It's like you're really trying to smile right now, but you don't want to smile.
Okay.
I know.
Well, I was doing yoga one time, and she, like, made me just start smiling. Like, so she was like, just take the corners of your mouth and twist them upright. So I'm just practicing yoga right now.
Man. Okay. Well, we can be done.
Yeah, I think we need to be done. I'm sorry. Okay. I'm kind of over it now.
Guys. Whoa, Vicky, bitch. That was Whoa, Vicky. This has been the Cold Feet Podcast.
Yeah, we got a lot of stuff to do today, you guys. We need to get our lives together.
Yeah.
Because our lives are going to change a lot here shortly.
Mm-hmm.
So we need to wrap it up. Go be productive, not watch TV. Go to the gym and just have a all around great day.
And make whoopee.
Huh? Uh-huh, sure, yeah.
All right, guys, we love you. This is the Cold Feet Podcast. I'm Zach.
I'm Trina.
And we're out.
Peace.
She said, what you thinking? I'm coming with you.